弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
好，我们感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
每个礼拜都为我们预备聚会。
That each week we have a gathering.
好，我们都在这里敬拜神。
And in this place we worship.
好，我们也觉得我们不配来到神的面前。
Even though sometimes you think that we're not worthy.
可是每次来到神的面前也是很高兴。
But every time we come, we rejoice.
好，我们亲近主的时候，我觉得我心里面就非常喜悦。
And when we draw close to the Lord, we feel joyful.
啊，这次我们上北加州去参加特会。
Now this time when we went up to San Jose for the summer conference,
那也是同样的感受。
We had the same feeling.
哦，就把聚会整个的内容我又再做一次整理。
So here I would like to give you a summary.
啊，我知道我们中间有一些弟兄姊妹也没上去。
And I know that not all of us made it up there.
可是我又想到我们在那里得祝福。
But then when I think about the blessing that we have received,
我们也把祝福同样带回来这里。
And I would like to bring this blessing with me to you.
所有属神的儿女就可以一起享受主的祝福。
So that all the sons and daughters of God will enjoy this same blessing.
其实我们也没有什么。
I am nothing.
可是神在那里却祝福我们。
But then in there we receive God's blessing.
所以这样的恩典可以跟弟兄姊妹一起来分享。
So I hope to share this blessing with you all.
得到这样的一个属灵的产业。
So that when I receive this spiritual inheritance,
所以我们就一代一代的传下去。
That we could pass it from generation to generation.
那星期五我们弟兄交通。
On Friday,
可能我们这样的信仰没办法遗传给我们的子女。
We worry that maybe we cannot pass on our beliefs onto our offspring.
可是我们却可以经过我们身体力行，把这样的一个信仰见证在我们的儿女面前。
But yet there's one thing we could do is be an example and live out this life for our descendants.
所以我们儿女看到我们的信仰，他们也会去认真的思想。
So that when we become their example, they could follow our lead.
所以这次特会的主题是去。
So the topic of this summer conference is go forth.
奉主名传道，直到万邦。
Preach the words in God's name.
然后我们在聚会的时候。
And during our meeting.
就有一个姐妹跟我分享。
Sisters came up to me and said.
讲到就说一下没有看到这个人，一下没有看到那个人。
And she said, we're missing this person, we're missing that person.
她就问为什么。
And she said, why?
然后就另外一方面就回应就说是因为某某某他的太太不能来，所以他也不来了。
And then someone said, well, because the wife couldn't make it, so the husband didn't come either.
又想说是太太不能来，所以呢先生也不想来。
And then maybe another family, one of the members couldn't come, so the whole family didn't come.
所以又有讲到说，因为儿女不想来，所以我也不那个父母亲也不想来。
Or maybe on another family, the kids don't want to come, so the parents don't come.
所以呢，说到父母亲不想来，所以儿女也不想来。
So maybe sometimes the parents that don't want to come, so the kids can't come.
我是想到就是说，那么好的聚会。
Then I think, what a great meeting that we're going to have.
所以我们在一起聚会的时候，我们就是一起来参加。
So I hope that when we have special meetings, we would all come together.
每次我们有一个特别的聚会的时候。
So when we have a special gathering.
在聚会前我们弟兄姊妹我们就一起来推动。
I hope that the whole church will encourage each other.
特别的祝福就临到我们。
So that this special blessing will come upon
everyone. 如果真的我们有困难的时候。
And if truly there is some issues.
我们也要有一个很积极的思想。
And I hope that then you will have these thoughts.
希望我的家里面有人去参加。
You would think that at least you would send one person from each family.
这个人就能把祝福带回家。
So that this family member can bring forth the blessings.
如果真的都不能参加。
And if indeed no one could make it.
我们为去参加的弟兄姊妹来祷告。
Then I ask that you would pray for the brothers and sisters that go.
我们心里面在这里挂念着他们在那里的聚会。
So even though you're over here in the Southern California, you would think about them.
我们迫切地为他们在那里的聚会祷告。
You would pray for them with urgency.
求主厚厚地祝福聚会。
So that God will give them the abundant blessing.
所以我们弟兄姊妹也可以把祝福带回来。
So that the brothers and sisters who came could bring forth these blessings back to you.
我们在讲台上服侍的弟兄姊妹也是这样。
And then for the brothers and sisters who speak on the podium,
真的就是凡是与弟兄姊妹有益的，我们都愿意把它传述出来。
And we would say that for anything that is anything that was profitable for the brothers and sisters, we would teach publicly.
所以今天我们就是用这样的一个角度来看，就是说我很想把那里聚会的祝福带到弟兄姊妹的中间。
So today I have this mindset. I want to bring forth the blessing to you.
一面呢，把在那里的领受做一个总结。
One side, I want to provide you a summary.
一面也把神的恩典跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
And then another one is I want to bring forth this blessing to you.
做一个 PowerPoint 呢。
I have a PowerPoint made.
可是我没有带来。
But I did not bring it with me.
感谢主没有带来。
But praise the Lord, I did not bring that PowerPoint.
今天我讲到第一件事情就是福音要传到万邦。
The first thing that I want to talk about is to preach the gospel to all the nations.
那福音传到万邦这件事情对我们非常的重要。
To preach the gospel to all nations is our first principle.
所以第一个晚上的信息就讲到这件事情。
So the first night on our special meeting is the topic.
怎么传呢？
How do we preach this gospel?
怎么传呢？
How do we preach?
我们的弟兄就跟我们分享到，我们要先在神的面前等候他。
Then Brother C told us, the first thing we have to do is to wait.
等候什么呢？
What are we waiting for?
等候圣灵来到我们的中间。
To wait for the Holy Spirit to come.
所以在使徒行传第一章四到五节。
So in Acts chapter 1,verse 4 and 5.
感谢我们的姐妹做了一个 PowerPoint.
Thanks to sister that we still have this PowerPoint.
我们来读。
Let's read.
来读这一段的经文。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水洗，但不过一日，你们要受圣灵的洗。这里讲到主耶稣在升天之前嘱咐他们。
And in here it talked about Jesus before he ascended, he promised.
那嘱咐他们要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem.
因为圣灵来能够使他们得到能力。
But to wait for the Spirit can power them.
那他们就可以为主来做见证。
And then with the Spirit, they could be testimony.
今天我们做神的儿女。
Today, as children of God,
我们是因信称义。
We are saved through faith.
那我们也是因为因信得到这样的圣灵。
And it is through faith that we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们也是因信得到永远的生命。
And also, it is through faith that we receive the eternal life.
我们看到这段的经文。
And when we see of these words,
那主耶稣在说完话之后，不是立刻就把他们差遣出去。
After God has spoken, He did not send them out immediately.
主耶稣要他们等候。
But He said to wait.
因为等候到圣灵来的时候。
Because to wait for the Spirit to come.
就是一个软弱的人也可以被他来复兴。
And at that time, the Spirit will strengthen the weak.
一个罪人也可以离开他以前的生活。
And a sinner can depart from his old life.
我们就看到彼得。
And then we could see Peter.
那彼得在主耶稣被钉十字架之前
when Peter, before Jesus went onto the cross,
我们都知道他三次否认主耶稣基督。
We know that three times he denied Jesus' name.
可是我们看到他等候圣灵降临在他身上的时候
But then we see that after the Spirit has come,
他就出去讲道。
Then Peter now goes out and preach.
讲完道就有三千人受洗归入主的名下。
And then after speaking, 3,000 people got saved.
相信这样的能力在我们弟兄的身上不是从他自己来的。
And then we know that the power that Peter has did not come from himself.
实在是因为有圣灵做工在他的身上。
But the power is from the Spirit.
所以我们在第一个晚上的信息就领受到先等候圣灵的火降临在我们的身上。
So on the first night, we learned that we shall first await for the Holy Spirit to come.
那我们也领受到主是复活的主。
And then we also learned that our God is a resurrected Lord.
主是升天的主。
God is one who ascended up on high.
那主他今天得荣耀在天上。
And God is the one who is now glorified in heaven.
所以我们弟兄就跟我们分享到四本福音书都结束在主耶稣的死和复活身上。
So that Brother C shared with us how the four gospel books ended on the death and resurrection of Christ.
明明的让我们知道主的复活是我们信仰的中心。
To let us know that our faith is based upon the Lord's resurrection.
所以今天我们在这里所传的也是主的复活。
So today we preach the message of our resurrected God.
也让我们知道我们所侍奉的是复活的主。
And to let us know that the one that we serve is the resurrected God.
那复活这件事呢，就说明主的得胜。
Now the resurrection is an illustration of God's victory.
因为他把那掌死权的废去了。
Because he has defeated the power of death.
所以从我们基督的身上显出了一个复活的生命。
So that now we can manifest the resurrected life of Christ.
所以非常奇妙，今天主复活的生命在各处。以前主在世的时候，他只能够一个一个的传。
So it's amazing how when God was on this earth, he could only preach to one person at a time. But now, he can do it through the Spirit to many, many people at one time.
对，今天呢，主耶稣基督，他做一件事情，就是在 世界上很多的地方同时做事的时候，那边做事，那边经历，这边做事，这边也经历。所以你看到世界上有许多的角落，现在都在经历神的能力。
Now, so through the Spirit, God has the power to preach to many people at one time because every one of us share the same Spirit.
所以不时的时候，我们可以听到世界的另一方面有圣灵的工作在他们的身上，那里就得到复兴的火。
So at many times we could hear another part of the world who is going through a revelation.
所以主耶稣可以在同样的时间点里面做不同的事情。
So that the Spirit can work many things at one time.
就有许多的人在同一个时间点里面来相信主。
And many people can be ignited by fire at one time.
叫我们可以相信我们的神是有复活生命在他里面的神。
So we need to believe that our God is resurrected and he is full of power.
在圣经上说，在以弗所书第四章第八节到第十节。
And Ephesians chapter 4, 8 through 10.
那在这一段的经文里面讲到说，主耶稣他升上高天的时候。
It says that when he ascended on high,
他掳掠仇敌
，He led captive，
将各样的赏赐赐给人
，and gave gift to these captives。
所以很奇妙
，It is amazing。
今天主耶稣他在十字架上
，Today Jesus on the cross，
他不是死在那里
，Not that he died on the cross，
他死了又活
，But then after his death he resurrected。
不但活呢，他还升到高天
，And not only he is resurrected， he is ascended up on high。
所以呢，他不但升上高天
，and not only he is ascended up on high，
他将各样的赏赐赐给我们
，but he bring forth gifts，
这就是救恩
，and this is our salvation。
不但这样，在腓立比书第二章第八节到十一节的时候也说到
，now if we look at the Philippians chapter 2，
我们的主耶稣他有人的样式
，that God is found in an appearance as a man，
他就卑微自己
，and he humbled himself，
一心顺从。
By becoming obedient,
所以呢，顺从以至于死。
Becoming obedient to the point of death.
可是神的工作没有停在十字架上。
But then his work was not done on the cross.
神的工作把我们的主耶稣基督升到高天。
God has then highly exalted Jesus.
他又赐他那超乎万民之上的名。
And then give him the same name, which is above every name.
所以今天一切在天上的。
So that now everyone who are in heaven,
在地上的,
on earth,
在地底下的,
and under the earth,
没有一个人不称他的名,
and every tongue will confess,
称他为主,
confess that Jesus is Lord,
无不口称耶稣基督是主,
that everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以当我们人可以称主耶稣是主的时候,
now when we confess that Jesus is Lord,
主耶稣就得到这样的荣耀
Jesus will be glorified.
我们也把一切的荣耀就归给我们的父神
And that is when we confess that we give glory to God.
所以这里讲到一个主的救恩
So here it talks about the salvation of God.
也继续讲到一个主要掌权
And it talks about how God is in sovereignty.
他而且不但掌权他还要差遣
And not only he reigns, but then he also sends commission.
所以当我们讲到主的救恩的时候
So when we talk about the salvation of God,
主的救恩不用我们来追求
We don't need to seek for his salvation.
主的救恩是叫我们相信就可以白白的得着
Because his salvation is freely given to those who believe.
但是有人不信
But a lot of people don't believe.
所以我们做神的儿女我们才要去传这样的救恩
So that's why as children of God we have to preach.
因为这样的救恩使我们与世界有所分别
Because this salvation separates us from the world.
这样的救恩可以废去仇敌一切的权势
And this salvation defeats the power of our enemy.
这样的救恩也使我们可以脱去死亡的光景
And this salvation can free us from the constraint of the world.
所以我们成为主的门徒
So that when we become his disciples.
怎么叫做成为门徒呢
And how do we be his disciples?
所以我们弟兄就跟我们分享
And then, so brothers, share this with us.
一个愿意成为神门徒的人是一个被神使用的人。
Someone who is willing to be disciples is someone who is dedicated.
这个被神使用的人愿意接受神的训练。
And this person is willing to be trained.
那他也愿意接受主的管制。
And he is willing to be bounded by God.
那我们今天成为基督徒。
So today, as Christians,
那这就表明我们是一个愿意与基督合一的人。
We are the people who merge with God.
在我们里面有主耶稣基督的新的生命。
So that in us we have the Jesus' life.
所以一个越属主的人
，So someone who is more spiritual，
你会发现他越来越像人。
You will see that he will more and more be the original man，
像那神最初所造的人。
To be like the original creation of God.
因为主在他的里面掌权。
Because God is in charge of this man.
当然我们也可以看到一个人如果没有主在他里面掌权。
And on the other hand, if someone does not let God reign in him,
那个生活就他的生活就越来越不像人。
And then you will see that this person will live less and less like a man.
因为主美丽的生命没有办法在这个人的身上来显明。
Because the beautiful life of God cannot manifest in this person.
所以在他的里面问题没有得到出路。
So that this person will see a lot of trouble.
所以他没有办法活出神造人的那样的一个形象。
And he no longer can live like the original creation of God.
我们今天做门徒。
So today as disciples.
我们今天也做基督徒。
As Christians.
所以我们不是自己得到就高兴。
We no longer look after our own gain.
我们还是愿意等。
And we are willing to wait.
我们等候圣灵降临在我们的身上。
To wait for the Holy Spirit to come to you.
一旦我们得到圣灵的能力。
And once you are touched by the Spirit.
神差遣我们就非常的容易。
Then when God sends you forward, you would go.
神差遣我们就去把这上好的福音传给万民。
And when God sends you, you will bring this message to the people.
所以第一个晚上，我们的弟兄交通到主的复活所带下来这样的一个能力。
So the first night we learn of the power of this resurrected God.
我们里面可以经历那不摇动的平安。
So that in us we now have this unshakable peace.
我们里面可以经历那夺不去的喜乐。
And we have this immovable joy.
第二个晚上。我们的弟兄告诉我们就说我们做神的门徒我们怎么样来接受他的这样的一个天职
So the first night we learn of as disciples what is our commission to do
就从四个点我归纳成四个点
And then we could condense it into four main points
第一个呢就是我们圣徒呢我们是得到新生命的人
The first one is as a children of God we have new life
第二个呢，就是想到我们这样的一个圣徒呢，我们是一个会做见证的人。
And then as disciples, we are people of testimony.
当我们所有神的儿女聚集在一起的时候
，And when the children of God gather,
今天我们的教会呢，实际上是一个兴起的教会。
This church will become a church of revival.
所以呢，教会在这里做见证呢，就是让基督能够来显扬。
And together, the church will become a testimony where God can manifest.
我们神的儿女现在有神的生命。
Now, as children of God, we share the same life as God.
这样的生命也是从主所领受的复活生命。
And this life is the resurrected life from God.
是有能力的，对不对
？And this life is full of power, right?
可能女儿说，可能体会不到哈。
Or maybe someone has not experienced this great power.
这讲到就是说，如果我们没有体会到这个生命的成长
，And if you have notunderstand this growing of this life.
这生命是有问题的。
Then something is wrong with this life.
因为今天如果基督复活的生命在我们里面
，And if today we share this same resurrected life,
这个生命基本上是可以突破那个黑暗的拘禁
，And understand that this life has the power to break through the custody of darkness.
是可以突破那自我的局限
，It could help us break through our own constraints.
那是可以每日有变化，直到开花结果
，It has the power to make us fruitful every day.
就好像一个种子一样，对不对
？Just like a seed.
虽然它被一个硬硬的壳给包住
，Even though the life is surrounded by a hard shell，
可是在它的里面有生命
，But then inside of us is life，
所以它就可以长出来
，So that this seed can grow。
什么是我们的见证呢
？So what is a testimony？
就是我们能够安息在这个复活的主里面
，Is that we would have peace in this resurrected life？
我们的见证呢，就是借着圣灵和神的话。能够进入到基督的丰富里面。
Our testimony is that through the Spirit and through the resurrected life, we could indulge into the abundance of Christ.
我们今天做的见证呢，就是我们这个人能够穿上基督，来显出那个新人的样式。
And our testimony is that we could put on Christ and live a new life.
所以今天我们在这里要做这样的见证。
So today it shall be our testimony.
主是复活的。
That our Lord is resurrected.
他给我们的生命就是复活的生命。
And this new life is the resurrected life.
不信的人看到我们做这样的见证。
So that the people who don't believe can see us.
他就看见主耶稣的复活在我们的身上。
And through us, he could see God's resurrection.
在以赛亚书53章第10节到12节这里说。
In Isaiah chapter 53, 10 through 12, it says.
我们可以一起来读哈。那8号的部分我们就跳过去。
Let's read together.
耶和华确定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义不得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以我要使他们与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将身行道以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。在这节经文里面我们看到
In this verse,
他看见自己的劳苦
He said that he could see his own
功效
grief, the work that the grief has done,
便心满意足
and that he has become satisfied.
所以今天神看到我们在这里的生活
So now God can see our life,
他就心满意足
and then if we follow him, then he is satisfied.
我们都因为认识了主耶稣基督
And it is because now we know of Jesus,
所以我们被称为义
that we can be called righteous.
我们也发现他担当我们的罪
And we also see that he has borne our sins,
又为我们来代求
And he has now interceding for us.
所以今天我们不但得到了这个新的生命
So not only we have received this new life,
我们就去做这样的见证
So we will be his testimony.
同样教会也有 见证的能力
So that together the church will become the testimony
就好像在星期五我们听到许多弟兄姊妹的见证
Just like on Friday we heard of a lot of testimonies from the brothers and sisters
那都让我们可以一同的来领受
And then we are all encouraged
我觉得教会有神的祝福
Now I see that there are blessings in this church
今天不管是福音朋友来到教会也好
Doesn't matter if it's a new gospel friends that came and joined us.
或是弟兄姊妹来到教会也好。
Or maybe it's the same brothers and sisters that are among us.
当我们的教会满了祝福的时候。
When our church is filled with blessings.
他们来到教会就得到祝福回去。
Then when the brothers and sisters come to this church, you will receive this blessing.
这就是让我想到一个游泳池里面。
Just like that makes me think of a swimming pool.
在游泳池里面一定有水，对不对
？And inside a swimming pool, there is water.
所以一个人跳到游泳池里面
，So if someone jumps into the swimming pool,
一定会湿透
，That person will be soaked.
不会不湿的
，You have to be wet.
在教会里面有祝福的话
，Now in the church, if it's filled with blessings,
我们的朋友来到教会就得祝福。
So when whoever comes into this church, they will be blessed.
可是如果这个泳池里面的水是干的
，Now if the swimming pool does not have any water in it.
跳下去不但不会湿透
You jumped into it, not only you won't get wet.
还要看看你跳的方向，可能跳下去你还会受伤了。
In fact, when you jump down, you might actually get hurt.
所以我希望我们的教会今天在我们领受神的祝福之后
So today, I hope that as a church, when we receive this blessing,
哦，都可以把这样的祝福活出来。
We could live this blessing.
所以我们弟兄就说去。
So then our brother tell us to go forth.
我们要去传扬这样的福音
Go forth and preach the gospel
使万民做门徒
So that the many nations could be disciples
第三个晚上我归纳了一个主题
And then the third night, if I may summarize
就是圣灵加能力在我们的身上
Is that we can receive power from the Holy Spirit
我们来读约翰福音十四章
Let's read John chapter 14
16节到20节
16 to 20
好，请弟兄姊妹一起来读
Brothers and sisters, let's read
我要
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper,
给你们一位保惠师
that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and you will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.
As
you are little, while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me.
看见我，我你们却看见我，因为我
活着， leave,
你们也要活着。
In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
你们里面。所以呢，这段经节让我们看到。
So this verse shows us,
保惠师要来。
that the Helper has come.
永远与我们同在。
And the Spirit will be with us forever.
保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
And this counselor is the Spirit of truth.
借着圣灵。
And through the Spirit,
主可以住在我们的里面。
God can now dwell in us.
在旧约的时代。
In the Old Testament time,
以色列的百姓。
The Israelites,
他们知道神的爱。
Know that God is love.
他们知道神的公义。
They know that God is holiness.
他们知道神的能力。
And they know that God is mighty.
他们也知道神的圣洁。
And they know that God is holy.
可是呢，他们唯一想到的。
But then the only thing that they could think of when they think of God.
他们想到神的那个毁灭的能力。
Is that God has the power to destruct.
好像神一点不容许罪恶的能力。
That God does not want to contain any sin.
好像他们对神是非常的敬畏。
That they are fear and respect God.
可是到了新约的时代。
But now when we come to the New Testament.
他们借着主耶稣基督。
Through Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督把神的爱带在我们的中间。
That Jesus brought forth God's love to us.
主耶稣基督把他的能力带在我们的中间。
And through Jesus, he brings forth the power of God to us.
主耶稣基督把神的圣洁带在我们的中间。
And then Jesus brought forth the holiness of God to us.
我们借着一位道成肉身的主。
And through this incarnated Christ.
我们可以认识神的能力在我们的中间。
We can now see the power within us.
我们看到神的能力借着主耶稣基督带出一个柔软的能力。
And then we see that through Jesus Christ, we have this power.
所以我们在教会里面我们可以得到神的医治。
So that in the church we can be healed.
所以我们在神的教会里面我们可以被恢复。
And then in this church we can be restored.
所以我们在这里我们可以重新得到一个做人的能力。
So that in here we have the power to live.
我们所处的一个时代是一个基督复活的时代。
Because we now live in the ages of God's resurrection.
也是一个圣灵永远与我们同在的时代。
We live in the age where the Spirit dwells in us.
所以在圣灵里我们认识了他一切的实际。
So that through the Spirit we learn of all the reality of God.
我们感谢神他差遣圣灵来。
So thanks to the Lord that He has sent forth His Spirit.
我们也感谢神，这个圣灵永远与我们同在。
And we thank the Lord because the Spirit is with us forever.
可是圣灵不但这样子做。
But not only the Spirit does this.
就是在我们现在，他还愿意浇灌在我们的身上。
And even at this moment, the Spirit is still willing to fill you up.
也愿意充满在我们的里面。
Is willing to overflow.
加我们力量。
So that we may receive even more power.
所以我们弟兄特别交通道说。如果基督徒活起来呢，像一个植物人一样，是像活的人吗？
And then Brother C also reminded us that of someone who is in the vegetative state is alive.
是，这个植物人呢，他是活的人。
Yes, that person is alive.
可是能够正常执行人的功能吗？
But that person cannot function like a normal being.
不能，对不对？
No, he can't.
他只能躺在床上。床上接受人的服侍。
That person can only lie on his bed and be served.
我们说到今日教会的时代。
So now in our church,
圣灵既然普遍的在教会里面有工作。
The Spirit is dwelling in us and working among us.
所以我们每一个信徒基本上都是能够被圣灵充满的。
So everyone should be filled with the Spirit.
也是能够被圣灵浇灌的。
And everyone should be overflowed by the Spirit.
我们每一个人都是能够从圣灵得到能力的。
And everyone should be powerful.In the Spirit.
所以这样的圣灵叫我们能够生活。
So this Spirit lead us in our life.
这样的能力叫我们不是因为可以继续犯罪。
So this life would lead us away from sins.
不是让我们继续犯罪不会有事。这样的能力在我们的身上不是让我们得到能力可以继续犯罪。
So that this power will lead us be away from sins and not be committing the same sins again and again.
我们得到这样的能力是过一个圣洁的生活。
And the power that we will receive will lead us to live a holy life.
好叫我们可以去宣扬那复活的能力。
So that we may preach this resurrected Christ.
好叫我们可以去见证我们的主耶稣基督。
So that we could be a testimony of God.
所以在我们的身上得到一个新的职事。
So now we have received this new commission.
所以我们在我们的身上我们有了异象。
So now with this commission, we have a vision.
所以我们今天我们可以在神的面前一直等候。
And with this vision, we can wait.
我们可以等候到圣灵。 主他再一次来到我们的中间。
Waiting for the coming of the Lord once again.
我们弟兄也跟我们分享今日的教会掌握着人类坠落的人类的一个命运的光景。
And brother also shared with us that the church controls the destiny of the corrupted race.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why would he say that?
因为今天教会呢是一个以基督为意象的教会。
Because a church today we hold Christ as our own vision.
我们从我们的神得到能力，属灵的能力。
And then we labor through the power that we receive from the Spirit.
当我们跟神在一起的时候，
And until we meet God again,
我们奉主的名在这里聚会的时候
，In His name we gather.
这里就是神的教会
，And wherever we gather, that is our church.
在这里就是应该有能力
，And whenever we gather is the church where the power is.
如果在神的教会里面
，And if it's in His own church,
圣灵的工作却不能在这里运行
，His power cannot move.
这个教会看起来是活的
Then externally, this church looks like to be lively.
实际上却没有任何的功用
But internally, it is without any function.
当我们要去传福音的时候
So now when we go preach the gospel,
我们就会发现一点都使不上力
You will find out that you are powerless.
在第四天的时候
And on the fourth day,
那特别弟兄讲到我们怎么样来彰显基督教会怎么样来把基督显明出来
Our brother talked about the manifestation of Christ through the church
而且想到一则故事
I thought of a story
一直是我很喜欢讲
one of my favorite stories
就是在阿尔卑斯山在阿尔卑斯山的东边有一个山坡
He said on Mount Alps on the east side there was a mountain
那就是在一个奥地利的一个村庄里面
It is a village in Austria
就住着一个老先生
There was an old person
这个老先生呢在这个村庄里面呢就被受雇
And this old man found God
受雇做什么呢受雇去照顾一条小溪流
And then his job at that mountain is to take care of a little river
所以这个老先生就非常的尽职
So that this person takes good care of the river
在这个村庄也非常的忠心
And then he is being very diligent in his work
所以呢他就开始呢照顾这条溪流
So he started taking very good care of this river.
溪里面有树枝的时候
if there's a branch that fell into the river,
他就去把它捡起来
he would pick it up.
溪里面有泥土堵住的时候
and if there's mud that blocks the river,
他就去把这个泥土清干净
he will go clean up the mud.
所以呢一年到头这个溪流都保持着非常的清澈
so that years and years this river flows.
在这个美丽的村庄里面
And in this beautiful village,
大家就享受这美丽的河流
Everyone in the village can enjoy this beautiful river.
慢慢的就有人想到哎我可以做一个美丽的风车
Then someone would think that with this, I could build a wheelhouse.
就在这个溪流的旁边
Now next to this river,
所以景色看起来就非常的美丽
I could build things around it to make it even more beautiful.
所以几年之后这个村庄就变成了一个度假的名胜中心
So that after a couple of years, it became a resort.
许多的人就来这个村庄度假
A lot of people come to look at this beautiful village.
所以觉得在这个村庄里面在这里休闲非常的享受
And then they love being in that resort.
风景如画
It was a beautiful sight.
越来越多的人就到这个村庄来。
And then the village became more and more busy.
那有一天呢
One day,
这个市政府开会。
One day, the city council met.
那就有一个这个市议员。
And then one councillor,
在审查预算的时候。
When he was looking at the budget,
他就看看这个财务报表。
And then he looked at the financial report.
这个老先生为什么领这些钱呢
And then he said, why did this old man get this salary from us?
他只是在负责清理一个溪流而已。
And this old man, his only job is to take care of the river.
这好像太浪费了吧。
And maybe he gets paid too much.
所以呢他就一个提议。
So that he made a suggestion.
就说我们就干脆把这个人革职了替市政府省一些钱。
How about we laid off this old man?
所以呢这些市议员也不知道这一个事情到底是在做什么
And then none of the councillors knew what this old man does
所以他们就一致通过
So that it was an anonymous decision
所以这老先生就失去了他的工作
And then they laid off this old man
所以当秋天来的时候
And then now when the fall came
有树枝掉在河里
A lot of branches came into this river
这河里的树枝没有人再捡起来
There's no one else to pick it up no more
慢慢慢慢泥土呢也堆积在上面
And slowly, the river starts getting blocked by the mud.
我们可以想象到那个河流就越来越污秽。
And then you can see that the river is now more and more dirty.
所以呢，你发现到风车呢，慢慢的它在转的时候，很多地方呢带着那个青苔在上面。
And then you see that now the water is with a lot of mold when it flows through the
village. 所以这个整个村庄的景色就因着这样的一个改变。
So that now the village is no longer beautiful.
越来越少人到这里游玩。
And less people would want to come no more.
啊，几年之后呢，这个村庄就变得没有游客。
And after a couple of years, no one wants to come no more.
那市政府就非常的紧张，马上就恢复这个人的工作。
And then the city council finally realized and hired this old man.
其实今天教会在世上的工作也是这样。
And today our church is exactly like this.
教会是世上的光。
The church is the light of this world.
教会是世上的盐。
And the church is the salt of this land.
好像我们在地上看起来不怎么显眼。
And maybe everyone outside look at us as nothing.
可是我们确实在这里做主荣耀的见证。
But indeed, the work that we do is the glorious work of God.
这世上因着教会依然美丽。
And it is through the church, the world can become beautiful.
所以我们在这里做盐做光的时候。
So here, when we are the light and the salt of the world.
我们是在这里显扬基督的生命。
We are doing the work to manifest Christ.
因着我们在这里。
And because of our presence,
我们的邻舍可以受影响。
Our neighbors can be influenced.
我们家里可以受影响。
Our family members can be influenced.
我们附近的城市可以受影响。
The cities around us can be influenced.
今天神召我们就是做这样的见证。
And that's exactly why God has called upon you.
所以我们的弟兄他就认识到今天整本圣经的中心。
So brother, reminded us that the whole center of the Bible
就是在介绍见证主耶稣基督
is to reveal to us who Christ is.
那整体教会的中心
and the center of our church
就是在彰显主耶稣基督
is to manifest Christ.
那今天圣灵工作的中心
now today the work of the Spirit
就是在扩充主耶稣基督
is centered around to expand Christ.
所以我听到这里的时候我就很受激励
So here when I heard about it, I was encouraged.
真的今天主耶稣基督就借着众教会被扩充开来。
That through the testimony of the many churches, we expand Christ.
我们也就借着圣灵的能力。
And it is through the power of the Spirit.
慢慢的扩大。
That His name will expand and expand and expand.
直到主耶稣基督完满的身量在教会中被发现。
Until everyone knows Jesus.
那在启示录二十二章这里说到。
In Revelation 22,
16节到17节我们一起来读。
16 to 17, let's read.
我耶稣差遣我的使者，为众教会将这些事向你们证明。
I am the root and the descendant of David.
我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。我是明亮的晨星。
The spirit and the bright morning star. The spirit and the bright say, "Come."
我是明亮的晨星。
The bright morning star. The spirit and the bright say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost.
所以今天教会在地上。
So today.The church on the earth
是显明基督
is to reveal and manifest Christ.
今天主耶稣基督还呼召我们
that Christ today is calling upon us
来做这样的事情
to do this work.
其实主耶稣基督他已经给我们一个很好的榜样
because Christ is our best example.
主耶稣基督接受呼召
Christ is called upon.
奉差遣来到世上拯救我们
and he was sent to this place to save us.
圣灵也受托付。
And the Spirit is also sent,
奉差遣建立教会
sent to build up the church,
预备教会成为新妇
so that the church could become the bride,
真的可以与基督来匹配
to be the bride of Christ.
今天教会接受圣灵的呼召
now today the church is being called up on,
就把圣徒差派出去
and now the church sent forth his people,
传那赦罪悔改的道
to send forth the message of repentance.So that the people can be discipled.
受浸归入父子圣灵的名下。
To be baptized in the name of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有呼召。
There's a calling.
有使命。
There's a commission.
有差遣。
There's a sending.
就有得胜。
And with a sending comes a victory.
感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
我们都要接受这样的呼召。
That we will receive this commission.
去。
That we would go forth.
奉主的名传这福音。直到万邦
and we will preach his name until the end of the world.
那我另外参加 的聚会是加深他带领的聚会。
And moreover, I also attended a meeting that was hosted by our brother Timothy.
特别讲到向着标杆直跑。
He talked about how we have to charge for the goal.
就讲到基督是意象。
He said that Christ is our vision.
那十架是我们的道路。
And the cross is the way.
我就在想说，今天是什么教会的意象？
And then I think about, so what is the vision of our church?
啊，什么是基督圣家谷基督徒聚会的意象？
And what is the vision of our this church?
可是听了那么的多，听那么多年。
And then years after years,
我们的意象还是基督。
Our vision is Christ.
我们的道路就是十字架。
And our path is the cross.
其实我们的弟兄就提醒我们。
And then the brothers reminded us
在顺从基督的意向往前的时候
that when we are following this vision to march forward
我们所领受的职事虽然都不一样
maybe we have received different services
可是我们的标杆都是一致的
but then our goal is the same
就是得着基督
our goal is to receive Christ
在我们身上虽然恩赐是不一样
even though we have different gifts
可是我们心里面同饮于一位圣灵
But then we share the same spirit.
那我们弟兄特别讲到十字架的道路。
And then our brothers especially reminded us that the path of the cross
是一个生命与建造的道路。
And this is the path of our life.
也是一个信心与持守真道的道路。
And it is a path of our faith.
那走到这条路上。
And when we walk on this path,
我们有节制。
That we should live in moderation.
我们舍去世界。在这条路上奔走
that we no longer concentrate on the world but we focus on this path
走到这条路上我们也不是白白的跑
so when we are on this path we will no longer live in vain
我们一路要去领那荣耀的冠冕
because through the path we are glorified
啊，另外我听到郑启光弟兄的见证
and lastly hearing the sermon from Brother Jing
他讲到他如何从一个败血症的一个疾病里面得到复兴
hearing the testimony from Brother David how he overcame sepsis
希望我们弟兄姊妹都能够去听
I hope that brother and sister will take your time to look at the video
那他想到这样的一个疾病中的经历
and how he overcome this sickness
他就提醒我们做神的儿女
and how he reminded us that as children of God
我们今天侍奉神我们一定要从世界的辖制里面出去
that when we serve God we have to depart from the world
我们也要从我们天然的生命中出去
how we need to depart from our natural life
所以这就让我们想到我们做神的儿女我们要找回我们属神的儿女的身份
and then it reminds us who we truly are the children of God
我们要找回我们的使命
how we have to discover our original identity and a commission.
我们真的领受神的使命，我们就重新建造我们属灵的生活。
So when we receive this commission and discover this commission, we will follow it.
因为我们不是属这世界的。
So we will rebuild our spiritual life.
然后我们重新向神发出一个醒悟的求告。
That we would come back and we will pray for an awakening.
我们不愿意在世界里面生活。
That we no longer want to serve the world.
我们就向神来祷告。
So we would come and pray.
我在台湾的时候
When I was in Taiwan,
我有一个弟兄
there was a brother,
他就讲到他自己的工作
and he talked to me about his work.
一样他也是在一个高科技的产业里面做事
He works for a high technology company.
所以呢他就讲到他怎么样劳累怎么样辛苦
So he would tell me how tired and how tired he is from work.
那有一次呢他就换了工作
So one time he decided he would switch his career.
台湾叫做船产啊，传统产业。
He used to work for 船产。
船产就是传统产业，就是很传统的工业。
Now he changed his career to something that is not so high technology.
所以呢，他就觉得，哎呀，不知道这个我四围的人怎么看我。
And then he first would think about what the other people would think of him.
以前在这科技业做的时候好像很风光。
He used to work for a high technology place, but no longer.
可是现在在传统的产业人家不知道会怎么看我。
And I wouldn't know what the people would think of me now.
所以刚开始的时候他就非常的担心。
So in the beginning, he was worried.
然后后来他说做了之后呢
But after he changed his career,
他发现他的时间非常的多。
He find out that now he has more time in his hand.
他发现他跟他的家人的关系改变。
And then he find out that now he has a better relationship with his family.
他发现他在教会做执事。
And now he has time to serve.
以前做执事，他好像没有太多的时间关心教会。
Before, when he was serving in the church, he did not have a lot of time.
可是当他改变工作的时候，他发现他有许多的时间关心教会。
But now, after he switched his career, he has more time to serve his church.
所以这也让我想到。
So now this reminds me.
以前我们属世界的时候
，when we belonged to the world before,
我们一直工作，一直工作，没有办法想到神。
We would work and work and work, and we would not have time for God.
可是今天我们想到。我们在神的属神的一个世界的时候
，But now think about the new world that we live in with God.
我们还是在工作
，We are still working.
可是啊，我们却可以见证神
，But yet in our work we could give testimony for God.
我们发现我们有更多时间侍奉神
，And then we need to find more time to serve God.
所以我们要去
，So that I said go forth.
要去到神的居所。
Go forth to the abiding place of Christ.
我们要去侍奉神
so that we can serve God.
Hey, 我们还要突破第二个关口
And then there is a second boundary that we have to cross.
我们要从那个天然的生命里面出来
That we would depart from our natural life.
所以我们就必须从一个贪念、迷糊、一个不信的生命里面走出来
So we need to depart from greed, confusions, and an unfaithful life.
我觉得这是弟兄很好的提醒
And this is a good reminder from brother.
叫我们真的是要知道神的作为
，so that we could see God's work。
叫我们愿意紧紧的来跟随主
，so that through seeing of God's work, we would follow Him even more tightly。
其实不管史弟兄或是那个啊郑弟兄
，so it doesn't matter if it's brother C or brother David。
啊，都问我们一个问题
，He asked us the same question。
我们真的愿意进入到那迦南地吗
？And the question is, are you really wanting to go into Canaan？
我们真的愿意进入到那？应许的荣耀之地吗
Do you really want to go into this land of abundance?
我相信我们的答案都是肯定的
And I think our answer is simple.
今天既然有这样肯定的答案
He said that this is yes, we want to go in.
我们所当做的是什么呢
So if you really want to go in, what should you do?
迷于主的好处
You will need to focus yourself in God.
记住主的作为
To see His work.
信靠主的应许必然实现
And to believe that his promise will come true
我们要去到荣耀的居所来侍奉
So brothers and sisters, we have to glorify God
那最后讲到我们要同心为传扬福音来祷告
And lastly, it says that we have to pray together、to preach the gospel
所以有几个教会就分享当时的情形
So the different churches came up and shared
那分享到之后我们要做什么
They talked about what they're going to do in the future time.
因为这次的聚会实在是一个带出行动的聚会。
Because this meeting sent us to go forth.
所以 Pomona 教会
So the Church of Pomona
他们就提到他们又再一次回到 Pomona.
They talked about how the church is now returning to the Church of Pomona.
当初神差派我们弟兄去的时候
In the beginning, when the church was first established in Pomona
就是去到 Pomona.
It started in Pomona.
这次我们再一次买了会所在 Pomona 的时候
And now after years and years, we find another place in Pomona.
我们的姐妹就跟我们分享
Sister Michelle shared with us.
虽然在那里的社区不怎么样
Even though the community was not a great community anymore.
好像他们在那里重新整建会所的时候碰到许多不一样的人
And even in the building of the church, they face a lot of difficulties.
可是当他们想到圣灵的火要再一次在那个城里做事的时候
But whenever they think about how the fire could rekindle the community,
他们仍然愿意把这个福音往前来传
They're willing to go back to Pomona and preach the gospel.
希望那个教会在那里重新能够得到灵舍
So we hope that the church could build up and build up its neighbors.
圣灵的火可以在那里烧
So that the fire of the Spirit can rekindle the community.
我们在 Culver City 的教会
And then the church of Culver City
他就向我们发出一个请求
Yeah, they have one request
在那里的教会他们需要牧者
They need a shepherd
他们需要牧者跟弟兄姊妹一起来传福音
They need a leader to lead them to spread the gospel
然后 St. 的教会他们就分享到他们一个情形
And the church of St. Jose
因着郑弟兄他的病得到医治
I talked about how Brother David recovered from his sickness
他们满怀感恩
They are full of thankfulness
在这样的经历里面
And through that experience
那他们也有一个去的这样的一个使命
And the Church of St. Jose has this commission to go forth
其实在去年里面他们已经去到伊索皮亚
And in fact they have already sent people to Ethiopia
今年呢他们还要去
Ethiopia, and this year they want to continue that effort.
我们弟兄就讲到，已经有500个人在那里等着受浸。
He talked about how there is 500 people waiting to be baptized.
我们弟兄要去那里为他们那里的百姓受浸。
So that the brother will come later to baptize these 500 people.
那我也想到我们整个的使团。
And then we think about this whole organization.
那我们使弟兄呢，他在这个月他就要去到台湾。
And later on this month, Brother C will go to Taiwan.
在台湾有特会。
Because there is a conference in Taiwan.
那他去，他也要去中国。
And more than that, he is also going over to China.
他在中国要去宣道。
To China to be on a mission trip.
我们实在应该齐心的来祷告。
So I ask that everyone would pray together.
让我们弟兄身心灵都非常的健壮。
So that Brother C could have a healthy body and a healthy spirit.
在各处的聚会都有恩膏。
So that in any place he preaches is full of God's blessings.
那关于圣家谷基督徒聚会。
And now concerning our own church.
我们今天去的行动是什么呢？
What is our action? How do we go forth?
其实神给我一个图画。
God has given me this picture, image.
那一天我也跟弟兄姊妹分享。
And that day I shared with the brothers as well.
其实这一年来。
Over the past year,
我只看到一件事情非常的宝贵。
I see that there's one thing that is very precious.
就是我们弟兄姊妹一直持守在神面前有祷告。
Is that brothers and sisters, we are still persistently praying.
不管人多人少，我们在神的面前总是有祷告。
Doesn't matter if it's a lot of people or just a few people, we pray.
所以借着祷告，弟兄姊妹一同得到帮助。
And it is through the prayers that everyone can receive help.
另外一点，我又看到就是神。给我一个种田的那样的一个情境。
And then the other image I saw is a farmer sowing a piece of land.
就是耕种和田。
Just like the farmer is working on a piece of land.
所以从特会回来之后，我越想越奇妙。
And then when I come back, the more I think about it, the more wonderful it is.
啊，这个田呢
？This field.
中国字的田就是一个口加上一个十字。
In the Chinese character, it is a box with a cross.
而且想到每一家里面如果有主的话，
So just like in every family, if there's a cross inside of you,
就是一口田在那里，
then you will become a land, a field.
哎，田里面可以种什么？
And a field, what can a field do?
种出来的东西可以做什么？
You could put seeds in it and it would grow.
弟兄姊妹，真的，我们为我们的教会来祷告。
So, brother and sister, I ask that you would pray for our church.
甚至是一块一块田都被耕种起来。
So that each piece of land will grow.
我们可以为神来做见证结果。
Grow to be the testimony and bear fruit.
今后我们弟兄姊妹，我们仍然同心来祷告。
So, brother and sisters, we will pray together.
请为我们祷告，让这个祷告的火可以一直持续下去。
We will pray so that the fire will rekindle every one of us.
不论在复兴的时候有祷告。
Not only during the time of revival.
我们在艰难的时候我们也祷告。
But also during the time of difficulties.
所以弟兄姊妹的属灵的生活都会被更新。
So they would all pray and be our spiritual life can grow.
我们千万不要做属灵的植物人。
We would refuse to be a vegetable.
我们祷告开始我们的事工。
So that we would start our service with a prayer.
开始事工之前我们祷告。
And every time we service, we pray first.
在我心里面也有这样的一个意愿。
And then so in me, there's this will.
希望以后信息之后，在我们中间也有一些的祷告。
I hope that every time after a meeting, we will pray.
所以弟兄姊妹在信息结束之后，
So brothers and sisters, after this message ends,
如果你有个人的需要，
If there's any need,
那只要我在教会，我也愿意和你一同祷告。
And if I'm in here with you, I would pray with you.
第三个就是关怀。整个关怀在教会的关怀的工作。
And then thirdly is how we care about each other.
所以每一组的家长跟关怀的组员。
So each group, the person who is in charge of caring,
都可以一起来关怀新的朋友。
Would come and care about the newcomers.
关怀弟兄姊妹。
To care about each one of the brothers and sisters.
我们也准备来探望弟兄姊妹。
And then we are also planning to visit the brothers and sisters.
在去年已经探望了不同的弟兄姊妹。
And in fact, last year we have visited a couple of brothers and sisters.
我们今年继续做这样的事。
And we will continue this effort this year.
我希望神的爱在每一个家庭里面。
So I hope that the love of Christ
都可以得到神的爱
can dwell in each one of our family.
若是神祝福我们的聚会
and if God truly bless us,
希望分家的聚会能够继续的增长
I hope that our small group meeting could grow.
这也是从去年夏令会之后我们的祷告。
And this is the same prayer that we had since last summer.
那我们也希望有新的分家可以出现。
And I hope that we could grow into even more different groups.
那在这次的弟兄，在这次的特会里面，也有不少的弟兄姊妹领受到这个儿童事工的重要。
And in this conference, a lot of us also learn how to grow our youth.
我们要为我们的姐妹。
And then we should also pray for a sister. We should pray for sisters Nancy and Eunice, for they're in charge of the youth. That our church is not a babysitting place. But in our church, we want the whole family to be saved. So it doesn't matter if you're old or if you're young. Everyone would have the image of God. The more we become like God,
我们做人在神的面前做人就越有价值,
then we will become more valuable in God's eyes.
我们来唱诗歌 233首,
so let's sing hymn 233.
耶稣你的全胜的爱,
Jesus, thy all victorious love.
希望主得到我们的全人,
I hope that God could receive our whole being,
我们在他的家里面做这样的见证,
so that we can be a testimony in his house.
圣灵在我们里面,
so when the Spirit is in us,
复兴我们,
to rekindle a fire.
我们请事情的姊妹我们弹奏一次, 我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing 233.
耶稣你的全胜的爱,
Jesus, thy all-victorious love,
已经浇灌我心,
tread in my soul aboard,
我心就不会再摇摆,
then shall my heart no longer roll,
就能生根于神,
rooted and fixed in God.
就能生根于神,
rooted and fixed in God. Let's sing.
就能胜过天灾瓦器，就一把望不消，烧掉。